Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm Narek from NTO Health, CEO and president there.
Okay. If I can get you to pull the mic up a little bit towards more towards
just like
your mouth.
More uncomfortable.
There you go.
Yeah. Is it okay now?
Perfect.
Yeah. Great.
What do you do?
Yeah, so NTO is a mobile health platform for health insurance companies and healthcare providers to offer health activation and chronic disease prevention program to their populations. So as you may know, chronic conditions are really taking a major stake in U.S. healthcare market right now. Above the 86% of U.S. healthcare expenditure is going on the chronic disease conditions.
Wow!
And the funniest maybe part of that is that most of these conditions are preventable, and commonly it can be, in most cases, it can be reached through behavior change.
Okay.
However, the current healthcare system doesn't maybe have enough time, procedures, and also infrastructure to promote this type of care.
Sure.
So the healthcare system itself
is totally reactive.
Exactly. It's totally reactive. And what we are trying to change is to bring in a new proactive care ecosystem. And we have targeted specifically the healthcare providers and insurance companies who are more forward-thinking and are looking for the ways to engage their existing population who are at specific risk groups into digital care programs based on their health needs, which may range simply from like lifestyle change and healthy weight management, that those are like the very simple type of the programs, up to diabetes prevention, diabetes management, and more sophisticated chronic conditions management.
Okay, so how do we track this? How do we manage this kind of information? Say if it's me, how do I interact with this?
Yeah, so it's the entire process or the workflow. I'll try to put it down in a couple of words, okay? So first of all, what we are trying to do is to segment the population into specific health groups based on their health information.
Okay.
And this health data can be put into two big buckets. There's like a static health data, which isn't changing. It's pretty much like your family health history, for example.
Okay. Or like if I have a history, family health history,
exactly,
high blood pressure.
It will never change. It's there. It's a fact.
Right.
And then there is a big data set, which is more dynamic, and it's changing on a daily basis. And a primary impact factor there is our behavior. So the physical activity, the nutrition, our vitals that are changing, our symptoms that are changing. So all this data right now is available through hundreds of different existing applications and systems. And what we are doing is we have integration with almost all those systems, so we collect all this data smoothly and automatically. That's one end. And based on this data, we put the population into specific risk groups. So let's say a certain criteria is met and 10,000 of people are put into the pre-diabetic condition group. And in this case, so in terms of insurance plan, right? So they have these groups, risk groups, and then they can assign specific intervention plans to these groups, digital care plans that are created through our platform and start enrolling their patients into these specific targeted programs. So we have a consumer app. From consumer's perspective, there is a mobile app where you receive your daily specific focus and agenda on the items that you need to focus on and work on.
Okay.
And you are constantly in contact with your care team. So your care team will be monitoring you real time, and they will see all your data, how it's changing, and if there is any escalation point, you'll get the right attention.
Wow.
So I start my day, and the app tells me that these four activities are the things that I need. These are the things I need to focus on. I need to make sure I'm eating right, or, you know, I want to do this much, these many steps, and I should go to the gym today. Those are, like, it'll give you, these are the things that need to get done. And then as I do them, am I, like, marking them off? Or
so
is there a way for it to know?
That's a great question. So that's just the technical part. The
right.
And there are many players who are trying to do exactly the same. The biggest challenge here is how to engage consumers mm-hmm. into their health so they will follow these instructions.
To make them interested
exactly.
in doing it.
And that's the part where we are trying to make a difference and bring more interactive aspect into the application, and then there is the education component as well.
Okay.
So it's not just about receiving the daily list of tasks and following those,
sure.
but at the same time receiving all the information which will keep you educated, and then so there is like educative portion, and then there is the focus portion where you are following all those activities. And in terms of inputting the data, most of the data is coming already automatically.
Okay.
So if, let's say you are using, like I'm using the Garmin watch, which
okay.
collects different type of biometric information.
All kinds
on
of information
so
for you.
So all of this will be smoothly pushed to our
okay.
backend systems
so
and will be
so you're
available.
You're integrating data from other providers.
Exactly.
So that I don't have to do as much manually.
You have the option to do manually because
okay.
not all of the people have like
sure.
all these type of devices,
right.
so you have the option to manually input. And
okay.
another aspect that we are doing in a different way is it's not just about the data. We have applied also clinically validated research, which is being published by different well-known organizations on an annual basis. So we take this input along with this data into our analytics engine, which is like machine learning powered engine.
Sure.
And it generates very specific and personalized recommendations based on the health profile of an individual. And then this is being analyzed by their care team and
okay.
put into very specific and targeted action plans.
Very cool. How available is this? You're a red tag, you're an alpha. How available is this?
Yeah. So we have launched the closed beta beginning of this year. Currently,
okay.
we are running already some pilots with a couple of practices as well as a clinic from Portugal. And by the way, we got introduced to them during Web Summit, the previous event, which
okay.
was pretty amazing for us. Yeah. So we are doing pilot programs with them, and the app, the consumer app is right now available on Apple App Store.
Okay.
We'll be working on Android version as well, but you can download it, NTO Health, the name of the app. And we have also the care management platform, which is just for doctors. And of
okay.
course, it's available for specialists only.
That's awesome.
Very cool. And if somebody wants to get more information about your platform and your apps, how can they do that?
The very basic thing is through our website, nto.io, and you will find all the information there and the links to download the app. And
fantastic.
Yeah,
very cool.
I love this. I love that we're starting to see, you know, a trend towards proactive
right.
healthcare instead of reactive, because once you have the problem, a chronic problem, once
yeah.
you have it, you have it.
Yeah.
If we can prevent it getting to that point, obviously it's better for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes healthcare costs lower for you and for the insurance companies. It makes life better for you. It's I definitely appreciate this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm yeah. glad that you came and talked to us today, and I definitely hope you have a great collision.
Sure. And
thanks
for your time, and
yes.
it was really interesting.
Absolutely.
And nice to meeting you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good rest of the week.
You too.